Did you know that half the world, that's nearly 3 billion people, live on less than $2 a day? That the gross domestic product of the poorest 48 nations is less than the wealth of the world's 3 richest people combined? That nearly a billion people entered the 21st century unable to read a book or sign their names? The facts are dire, and the list goes on and on. I know about poverty, and I've seen it often, even in the streets of my very own rich city. But it's good to know that there are people and organizations committed to change the awful facts. Actually, the main UN Millennium Development Goal is the eradication of extreme poverty and hunger by the year 2015. And one of the organizations involved in working in that direction is ActionAid. Right now, it's wrapping up a project known as the Global Month of Action Against Poverty.
Well, the aims of the Global Month are really continuing from the movement that began in 2005, the Global Call to Action Against Poverty.
Emma Harbour is campaigns coordinator at ActionAid.
And we're made up of a massive coalition from over 100 countries, which represent a very diverse range of groups, from community groups to various faith groups, trade unions. And so there's quite a lot of diversity in our general calls. But together we're calling for steps to be taken to achieve the Millennium Development Goals and areas of public accountability around just governments and the fulfillment of human rights, trade justice, and major increase in the quantity and quality of aid and the financing for development and debt cancellation. And alongside all of that, we're calling for gender equality to be recognised as really a central issue if we're going to achieve poverty eradication.
Now, poverty is so wide-ranging in its terrible effects, its eradication must be a daunting challenge to take up. I asked Emma how the coalition goes about doing this.
Different countries are focusing on different areas. So this particular month of action has seen the International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings happening. So we've been focusing there around issues of governance and quality and quantity of aid. It's also encompassed a number of actions around trade justice and different countries calling on action, either around kind of what happens now the World Trade Organization talks have been suspended, and how countries can really achieve trade justice. Other countries are focusing much more around debt cancellation. So there's a number of different kind of focuses, depending on the country. In the UK, we've been calling, obviously, on action around the World Bank and our role as a major funder at the World Bank and the IMF. We're also looking at the European trade policies around economic partnership agreements and calling for kind of major changes in the proposed EPAs framework at the moment.
At this point, I was interested to know more about ActionAid itself. How large an organisation is it, I asked Emma, and which areas exactly does it tackle?
Our head office is now in Johannesburg in South Africa, but ActionAid actually has over 50 country offices around the world. A large portion of those are in Africa. We also have a number of offices in Asia and Latin America, as well as ActionAid affiliates in Europe. Within Africa, there's been a number of events, again, covering a wide range of different activities. But some of the things that have already happened have included in Sierra Leone, there was a mass rally before the World Bank and IMF meetings. They've had a large focus in Africa on the IMF and World Bank meetings around governance and hearing the voice of the poor at those meetings.
Emma, the facts on poverty are horrifying. Would you like to give me some figures?
Yes, certainly. I mean, as I think many people are aware, these days they are horrific and growing all the time. 30,000 children are dying needlessly every day from extreme poverty. Over 100 million children in the world's poorest countries don't attend primary school, and about two-thirds of those are girls. In some African countries, 1 in 3 people are HIV positive, and the life expectancy has now fallen to 33 in some of those countries. And while sub-Saharan Africa has just over 10% of the world's population, it's actually home to 60% of all people living with HIV. Almost half of the people in the world live on less than $2 a day, and 1 in 6 are living on less than $1 a day. And so the Global Call to Action Against Poverty is really trying to address some of the really fundamental causes of all of this. And as I mentioned earlier, we're also looking at the role that gender equality needs to play. And I think that's most dramatically seen in the fact that while women are producing 50% of the world's food, and they actually own only 2% or less than 2% of the land.
very sobering figures. What can the ordinary person do? How can we support the campaign?
There's a number of things that people can do, both during the month and ongoing. As you mentioned, ActionAid is a member of the Global Call to Action Against Poverty, and people can join ActionAid as campaigners to help us really target government and world leaders, both in the UK and internationally. And people can find out more about that at ActionAid's website, which is actionaid.org.uk. During the month of action, there's a Stand Up Against Poverty world record attempt, which is really to help draw attention to the number of people across the world who are concerned about this and who are taking action and are calling for more to be done by their governments. And people can arrange their own Stand Up Against Poverty world record events. They can find out more about that, again, through the ActionAid website. There's a toolkit that they can download. But the general purpose of the action is that if people are in their churches or community areas, people are asked to stand up for a minute while their leader kind of reads out a pledge which calls on governments to act and reach the Millennium Development Goals and really adds their name to the Stand Up Against Poverty movement. And there is a website that can be found through whiteband.org where all of these figures will be collected globally for a hand-in on the 17th of October, which is the World Poverty Day. Although, obviously, each country has its own individual focus, as you mentioned, but both through ActionAid, as I mentioned earlier, we do work in over 50 countries. So there's a number of local actions that people can take, as well as the global call actions later in the month.
So there's no excuse not to participate?
Not at all, no. There's definitely something for everyone to do, whether it's writing to their MP or whether it's taking part in an action. There's something that everyone can do.